We've been working on this project now for about 4 years to get to this point, trying to find the right dinosaurs that were right for us, and we're scientifically correct, because that's really important to us as well. We're working in conjunction with a German company, and they've now done 3 or 4 of these parks across Europe. So again, it's really important that we're working with a great company, great partners, to give the best experience.
And what was the sort of reasoning for choosing dinosaurs?
The truth is, people love dinosaurs. So, you know, if we think it from purely commercial terms, people love dinosaurs. So I think, you know, that's good. What we'll never do, we're never going to put a roller coaster into our parks. We're never going to put a swimming pool into our parks. That's not what we do. So we're trying to find synergy with the important conservation work that we do. And, potentially, animals could be extinct if we don't continue the work we're doing. This could happen to the animals of today. So I think there is a great synergy between the two. It's telling a story. So it's within our ethos about conservation of animals. And this could be, you know, the consequence if we don't get it right.
How will that sort of work within the park itself? How will they sort of be brought to life?
So we've taken a forest, a woodland within the park, which is over 3 acres, and they will be placed in various scenes. But going back to the education point, that we will be working with schools, because dinosaurs are part of the educational programme, and we'll be working with the various key stages to make sure that the information we're giving them helps children understand what happened to dinosaurs over the years. So again, this all goes back to our ethos of education, but we have to educate people in the way that they want to be educated, find things that really interest them. So if we can tell our story through involving them with dinosaurs, then that's we all benefit.